One of my favorite ways to invest is real estate, but not everyone wants to handle tenants and toilets. Enter Fundrise. They make it easy to invest in real estate with their flagship fund. Now, as always, you always have to carefully consider the investment objectives and risks of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. But right now, demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. And the Fundrise flagship fund plans on going on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes, with just as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/PFP. As always, carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/PFP. That's fundrise.com/PFP. This is a paid advertisement. Spring is a great time of year to do some cleaning around the house and clean up your finances. And something else that you can do for your family this spring is shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses, things like mortgage payments, credit card payments, car loans, or even college costs. I have a wife and two kids, with a third on the way, by the way, and business partners that all depend on my income. So I needed life insurance, and Policy Genius made that so incredibly easy. And with Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. That's policygenius.com. On this episode of the Personal Finance Podcast, we're going to talk about why barista fire is one of the coolest strategies there is. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Personal Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew, founder of MasterMoney.co, and today we're going to be talking about why barista fire is one of the coolest strategies out there. If you have any questions about this episode, hit me up on Instagram at MasterMoneyCo. That's MasterMoneyCo. And follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever podcast player you love listening to this podcast to. And if you want to help out the show, leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you like video, we just launched a YouTube channel. So you can check out all of our videos. We're going to be releasing 1 to 2 videos a week over at Master Money on YouTube. I'll leave a link to it in the show notes so that you can check that out as well. So today, we're going to play a little game called Let's Blow Your Mind, because barista fire is by far one of the coolest strategies out there. And you may have heard me talk about barista fire in past financial independence episodes. But what I wanted to do was dedicate an entire episode to barista fire because it is so amazing for people who want to retire. It is absolutely a fantastic strategy. And barista fire is actually a pretty simple idea, but it can be truly life-changing because it's a way to hack the fire system that people just don't think about. So today I'm going to show you that if you hate your job, you don't have to work forever. There's a way around having to work forever. And you may be saying to yourself, well, this guy's going to try to turn me into a frugal weirdo where I bike around town all day and only eat rice and beans. That's absolutely not the case. What I'm going to show you today is exactly how you can do the opposite and have a life that is fulfilling and a life that you actually want. So the answer to that question is no, unless rice and beans is your favorite meal. But instead, what I'm going to show you is how to retire on your own terms. And way earlier than you ever thought. Now, before we dive in, I just want to talk about the FIRE movement, because if you're unfamiliar with what the FIRE movement is, this is an extremely important thing to understand. So what the FIRE movement is it means financial independence, retire early. And the true purpose of the FIRE movement is so that you can accumulate enough wealth to break you away from a job that you hate and pursue your passions. So the purpose of it is to literally retire early. Now, most people think retirement age is when I can hit Social Security. That's when I'm going to be able to retire. But the FIRE movement is a hack. It's a financial hack that allows you to actually retire much earlier than you think you can. It breaks you free from the office or the cubicle that you hate. That's the amazing thing. And financial independence is truly life-changing. It'll change your life forever because it allows you to live your own life on your terms. Now, for most people, traditional FIRE, which is the good old-fashioned, become really frugal and save up enough money to retire early, is too frugal for most people. Most people don't want to live off rice and beans, or they don't want to live extremely frugal, or what is in their mind extremely frugal. In my mind, it's not that bad. But most people struggle with the frugality side of it. And that's why on this podcast, we always talk about spending your money on things that bring you value. Because once that light bulb goes off, you're going to be able to put your money exactly where you want it to go. So what we want to do is create flexibility for you. We want to create as much flexibility for you and your money. That's the purpose of actually constructing and building wealth, is so that you have flexibility in your life, you have flexibility with your finances, and you have the ability to go out and do exactly what you want with your money. That is the name of the game here. So we're going to talk about what you enjoy in the future here, but freedom is the name of this game. And I'm here to teach each and every one of you how to pursue freedom. How to pursue freedom, how to build wealth for your family for generations to come. That's what we're all building wealth here to do. And that's why the FIRE movement is so important, and it's so incredibly amazing to go after it. Now, a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about the FIRE movement, and a lot of it's concerning frugality and how you have to live, but you don't have to live that way. And if you listen to this podcast for any amount of time, you know I talk about that all the time. Spend lavishly on the things that you love and cut mercilessly on the things that you don't love. That's how you spend your money. That's how you build wealth, is cut out the stuff you don't love, cut it completely out, and spend lavishly on the things that you love. So we're here to learn exactly how to pursue freedom. We're here to learn exactly how to build wealth so that we're free from the job that we hate. So we don't have to work at a job that we hate anymore. That we have the ability to actually break free from that cubicle, break free from that office we don't like, break free from the job that gives us stress and anxiety, break free exactly at the time we want to break free from it, because we have the power to do that. And move on with our lives and pursue work that is fulfilling and pursue work that actually makes us happy. If you're into that, let's get into it. So what is Barista FIRE? You've heard me talk about FIRE. What is Barista FIRE? Why is it so amazing? Why is it so valuable for you to learn this in your life? And why is it so important to spread this message to people who do not like their job? Because Barista FIRE truly is centered around people who do not like their job. And unfortunately, studies have shown that only 20% of people actually are passionate about their job. That's an extremely low number. So 80% of people would benefit from this strategy. Now, if you're passionate about your job, then you could pursue other forms of FIRE. You could build tremendous wealth by working for a long period of time, millions and millions of dollars just by small amounts of money invested over a long period of time. And we've talked about that in past episodes. I'll link some of them in the show notes. But if you love your job, then it's worth it for you to work for a long period of time and start accumulating money. We also have videos on the YouTube channel that are coming out this week, this very week, talking about that. So make sure you subscribe to see that. But Barista FIRE helps you break free from a job that you do not love. And I mean love. I mean, every day you go into work and you're excited to go into work. Not every day your job's okay and you're just okay with your job. I mean, every single day you wake up and you're excited to go into work. Then Barista FIRE is not for you. If you don't absolutely love your job, then it's perfect for you. And the way it works is by saving enough money to cover part of your yearly expenses. Traditional FIRE, you cover all of your yearly expenses and then you go ahead and retire. But in Barista FIRE, you cover part of your yearly expenses and then you cover the rest of it surrounding something that you love or surrounding your passion. So with traditional FIRE, for example, if you spend $40,000 a year, then you'd have to save $1 million. And that's based on the 4% rule, which we have an episode on that. I'll leave a link to in the show notes as well. But that's your traditional FIRE number. In Barista FIRE, it could be very different, where you could save up enough money to live off, say, $30,000 a year and then make up that extra $10,000 surrounding something you love. And it got its name because traditionally, people would go work at a place like Starbucks that gave you traditional health insurance or something like that. So Barista FIRE was born. But you can do this, and the best way to do this is surrounding your passion. And I'll explain that here in a second. So let me give you an example. So for example, suppose Lisa spends $40,000 a year and wants to be financially independent by accumulating $1 million. So every $1 million that you save up, you can spend $40,000 a year. And that's based on the 4% rule that we just talked about. And if you assume that she spends $80,000 a year after taxes, that means that she can invest about $40,000 a year. And if she started doing this by the age of 25, she'd be able to hit $1 million by the age of 41. And that's with a 7% rate of return. If you increase the rate of return to what it's been as of late, up to 8, 9, 10%, then she could retire much faster than that. But what if she could retire even sooner because she doesn't like her job? You know, if she happens to work in a job she loves, then fine. But if she doesn't, what if she could retire at much sooner than that? So if she falls among the 80% of individuals who hate their job, then she may want to transition by doing something else, that actually brings her passion. So for example, if she wanted to use Barista Fire at this rate, if she wanted to retire at 32, she'd have about $400,000 saved up and invested. Well, with $400,000, you could draw down 4%. So she could draw down $16,000 a year. Then she would just need to generate another $24,000 a year to actually be able to retire to reach that $40,000. Or if she waits until the age of 34 to quit, then she would have a portfolio of $528,000. And then she could withdraw 4% of her portfolio. And that would cover about $21,000 a year of her expenses. And she would just need to earn $19,000 a year to cover her expenses. So you see the options here, because you can work for a longer period of time and it allows you to accumulate more wealth, just a couple of years. And at the same time, you don't have to work as much later on. Obviously, the longer you stay at your job, the more wealth you're going to accumulate. But if you absolutely hate your job, then sometimes the earlier the better, just for your mental health and your anxiety. See, if your job makes you anxious or it makes you completely stressed, this is perfect for you. This is the absolute best strategy for you. Because what you can do is take a less stressful job surrounding something you're passionate. We'll get into options on what you could be passionate about in a second. And then go ahead and quit your job. Live off the wealth you have accumulated thus far, and then make up the difference by working at a simpler job and having a simpler life. And by doing this, even if you work part-time, you can work part-time and make that kind of money. So if you worked part-time and made that type of money, $19,000 a year, now you're not working every single day. So it's a less stressful job and you're not working every single day to cover your expenses. You just have to be disciplined up front to accumulate the wealth and allow yourself to actually build up that wealth so you can start that nest egg and then have a much better life. So now that you kind of understand with that example what Barista Fire is, let's talk about how to calculate your Barista Fire number. One of the most important things as a podcaster is making sure that you have a solid desk. And my standing desk is by Uplift Desk. It is what I use every day to record the show, prepare for the show, and do my office work. And standing while I work helps me get the creative juices flowing, and it helps me focus and stay productive. And the option to move while I work is so much healthier. I'm moving around more, I'm getting better circulation, which can help reduce all different types of health risks. And I use Uplift Desk because it doesn't wobble, which is really important to me because I have very expensive equipment and mics on my desk. And it's built to last, so you can tell based on these super solid materials on the Uplift Desk. And they also let you build your custom dream desk by choosing from over 100 different desktop choices and hundreds of accessories. And I love that they have the industry-leading 15-year warranty that covers the complete desk. So go to upliftdesk.com/PFP for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com/PFP to get 5% off your entire order. The key to winning in any business is making sure you have the right business partner. An example is Procter & Gamble or Ben & Jerry. But what about the perfect partners when it comes to growing your business? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit $1 million stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. And most people know one of your biggest struggles when it comes to starting an online business is finding new customers, and Shopify can help you do that. And what I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. So sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/PFP, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/PFP now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/PFP. We're driven by the search for better.
But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. And if you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. And they have a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/personal finance. Just go to Indeed.com/personal finance right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/personal finance. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So calculating your barista fire number is actually a pretty easy process, but we're going to go through it step by step so you understand exactly how to do this. Because if you're interested in this approach, then you need to understand how to calculate your number so you have your goal in place so that you can chase after it and understand how long is this actually going to take me. So there's a couple questions you want to ask yourself before you calculate this number. Is the first one is, are you going to pay off your house? Are you going to have a mortgage or rent or anything like that? Or are you going to pay it off and have no mortgage? That's one question you want to ask yourself, because without the mortgage, obviously you have more flexibility. But with the mortgage, you can invest more money and retire sooner. So there's give and take there. Obviously, mathematically, it's better to invest the money. But if you sleep better at night knowing you don't have a corporate job and you're working this part-time gig, but you have no mortgage, then go for it. Personal finance is extremely personal. Go for it. Do what you think you need to do. The second question is, how will you plan for healthcare costs? Because some of these barista fire jobs that I'm going to talk about, they don't offer you healthcare. So your healthcare costs could rise for health insurance or things like that. And then the third question is, do you have dependents? How are you going to handle that? Are you taking care of aging parents? Do you have kids? Do you have other people in the house? Those are the questions you want to ask yourself as you calculate this number, because you want to make sure you encompass everybody who's going to be living with you. So here's how to calculate your barista fire number in five steps. Number one, you're going to input your yearly expenses. So you're going to figure out how much you spend every single year and add everything from every fixed expense, whether it's health insurance, it's your groceries, it's everything you spend every single year. Figure out what that number is and add it up. This is the pro to having a budget, because having a budget gives you these numbers instantly. Otherwise, you're going to have to add this up and take the time, 30, 45 minutes, to figure out exactly how much you spend every single year. Now, you're going to calculate your traditional fire number, number two. So every $1 million, you can draw down $40,000. Just keep that in your head. So if you have $500,000, you can draw down $20,000. If you have $250,000, you can draw down $10,000 a year. So figure out what that number is. If you spend $80,000 a year, then your number is $2 million. If you spend $60,000 a year, your number is $1.5 million. If you spend $40,000 a year, your number is $1 million. But figure out what your actual traditional fire number is, and then move on to the third step. The third step is to estimate your salary from your part-time job. So if you're going to go out and get a part-time job, how much do you think you're going to make? And we'll talk about the part-time jobs in a second here, but how much do you think you can make from your part-time job that you have in your mind? Are you going to be a barista? Are you going to go out and do something else around your passion? But think through that. How much do you think you could actually make? Are you going to build a side hustle? That's the other option about having a side hustle, is that it's a way to make additional income on your own terms and have barista fire in place so that you can actually live off that money as well. So if your part-time job is, say, $10,000, then the next step, number four, is you're going to subtract your yearly expenses minus your part-time salary. So if your yearly expenses are $60,000 and your part-time salary is $20,000, then you need to come up with $1 million so you can live off $40,000 and then have that part-time salary of the $20,000. So how soon can you do that? And then number five, your barista fire number is just equal to 25 times your annual spending minus your supplemental income or your part-time income. So for example, if your annual expenses are $40,000 and your part-time job salary is $30,000, then you're going to take your fire number 25 times yearly expenses. So 25 times 40,000 would be $1 million. And if you save that money up aggressively, then you can get to that point and retire early. Now, what we want to do next is I want to get into a bunch of barista fire ideas. I'm just going to fire off ideas for you guys. And if you hear something you like, think about what you could do surrounding that. Because what I'm going to do is list off a bunch of different hobbies and things like that. And we could talk through this or ideas that just kind of ignite a fire in your gut that make that sound really good to you, think through some of these and come up with five options and then narrow them down after that. So let's get into the barista fire idea. All right, so I'm going to rattle off a bunch of barista fire ideas just so you guys can think through this and ask yourself, would this be something I want to do? So my favorite one is to, while you're working, to build a side hustle. Now, we talk about side hustles all the time in this podcast. Reason being is that you want to increase your income as much as possible so that you can invest as much money as possible so you can retire as fast as possible. The more income you make, the more that you can increase the amount that you're investing, the faster you're going to be able to reach this goal. So building a side hustle while you're working will actually allow you to reach Barista Fire that much faster and already have a gig in place when you reach Barista Fire. So think about side hustles surrounding what you like, something that you're passionate about, because at the beginning, a lot of times, side hustles don't make money. So think about one that you're passionate about, go after it, and start one today. That's your challenge. Start one today, because having a side hustle is so important. It's so dangerous to have one stream of income or two streams of income. Having a side hustle is the best way to go here. Okay? Now let's rattle off some ideas. For example, if you love hiking, what if you went out and became a hiking guide? You had guided tours and a place that you love to travel to. You could do that literally as your full-time job where you're hiking all day long. Or what if you love fishing? You could become a fishing guide. And you could literally be out on the water all day long, teaching people how to fish, helping them with their reels, helping them catch amazing fish. If you love deep sea fishing, you could be deep sea fishing guide. If you love skinny water culture or shallow water fishing, you could do that as well. Or if you love freshwater fishing, you'd be a bass guide. All of these different options are fantastic for that. Or what if you were an art instructor? You loved to paint. You loved art. And you became an instructor teaching people how to paint all day long. Wouldn't that be more fulfilling for someone who is obsessed with art than being an accountant sitting in the middle of a cubicle at a corporate company? Or if you love helping out kids, you could become a tutor if you're really good at teaching kids what to do. If you're a teacher and you want to pursue Barista Fire, then you could surround by something and making your own hours as a tutor, because tutors make a lot more money per hour than a teacher does. Or one of my first side hustles was a seasonal gig where I would make a lot of money all in 1 month. And what I did was I had a Christmas tree stand. Yes, one of those Christmas tree stands on the side of the road. I had one of those. My wife and I had one of those. And that was our seasonal gig. And you'd make a bunch of money all in 1 month. So all you'd have to do in the Barista Fire is, if you wanted to make 20 grand, figure out how many trees do I have to sell to make this 20 grand. And if it doesn't work out, I'll just go ahead and get a job. But it's only 1 month of work per year that I would have to do that. You could do that surrounding Valentine's Day for flowers. You could do that surrounding Easter time for flowers. You could do that surrounding Halloween for pumpkins. All these different things that you could do where there's seasonal gigs out there where you're only working a couple of weeks at a time and making a significant portion of income. If you love coffee, then do what the name tells you. Become a barista. Love golf? Why don't you work at a golf course, maintaining grounds, getting to play golf, or become a golf instructor? If you love wine, what if you worked at a winery where they make wine, or you could talk to people about wine all day and you could go through that process, or work at a wine shop that specializes in fine wines? There's all these different options on that. If you love beer, why don't you go work at a brewery? Everybody's got a local brewery now. Everyone's got 25 breweries in their town probably. It's way oversaturated. Why don't you go work at a brewery? Because people who love beer are extremely passionate about craft beer. So you could go work at a brewery and do that all day long. What if you love cars? You can go work at a classic car shop or work at a mechanic shop around your interest. Or if you love tech, while you're working, start a tech blog or start a YouTube channel talking about tech. There's so many examples of people who make a tremendous amount of money that just started with a side hustle talking about tech. The tech blogs, they make affiliate income off tech. Or if you look at all the YouTubers who talk about tech, which it's very oversaturated, but at the same time, if you're passionate about it, you do it for a couple of years, you're going to be fine and you're going to make money. Love animals? Why don't you work at a rescue center or a zoo that actually has to pay some of their folks? Or if you love horses, work at a stable. Love working out? Why don't you become a trainer or a coach? Or you can train people online as well, and you can start a YouTube channel surrounding that. Love helping others? Get a job at a nonprofit. There's plenty of nonprofits out there that have to pay people, because working at a nonprofit is not a free thing. A lot of the nonprofit CEOs make a tremendous amount of money, which is absolutely wrong in my eyes, but nonprofits have to hire employees full-time, otherwise they would have nobody to be able to help them out. Love sports? Get a part-time job with your local team. Maybe you love your local NFL team. What if you worked as a security guard, or you worked in concessions, or you worked on the media team helping them out with their social media, or all these various things? If you love gardening, why don't you go work at a nursery or a gardening center? Or why don't you go teach gardening classes? If you love gardening, all you want to do is get your hands in more dirt. why don't you go and do that? That's another option. If you love woodworking, why don't you either teach woodworking or go work at those local shops? There's so many local woodworking shops that do amazing things. They do amazing benches or furniture or couches or all different types of things. You can go do that part-time. Love the beach? Become a lifeguard. You want to be David Hasselhoff and run down the beach in slow motion? Become a lifeguard if you love the beach. If you love to dive, become a diving instructor. Love shopping? Go work at your favorite store. I'm sure you guys are getting the picture here, because you can think about what your hobby is. You can think of what can I surround myself with so I can do this more often. And yeah, some of it's a job. Some, like if you're working at a golf course, for example, and you have to cut grass or something like that, yeah, it's a job. But at the same time, would you rather be in the outdoors surrounded by the game that you love? Or would you rather be sitting in the middle of a cubicle typing away, looking at spreadsheets? Which one do you want to do? I could go on for days with these ideas. But at the same time, you have to think about, what am I passionate about? What do I love? And how can I surround myself with a job that would work for this? This is why Barista Fire is so cool. Because if you love something, if you're passionate about something, and I know each and every one of you are, at least something out there is your passion, then look for something to surround yourself with your passions. And listen, if you could start a side hustle now while you're working at the job that you don't like, at your nights and weekends or something like that, then you can actually build a business around your time. But if you're not willing to do that, or you just truly can't do that, then figure out a way to look for a job and get certifications ahead of time or whatever you have to do so that you can have this part-time job later on in life. Now, two other things to consider here before we wrap this up is you got to strike a balance between sticking it out at your job and building a portfolio so that you can leave sooner and gain freedom. So if you don't like your job, you still have to get good at your job. The reason why is you want to get those raises. You want to increase your income. You want to be able to actually pursue financial independence much faster. Otherwise, if you're not working hard at your job and you don't start to get those raises, then you don't have the opportunity that other people would have because you're not increasing your income, because you're just being lazy. You have to work hard every single day. Never forget that. You've got to work hard every single day, even if you don't like it. You know why? Because you're going to get that raise. And if your job doesn't give you that raise, then move on to another company that will pay you that raise. We've had episodes on how to ask for a raise on this podcast. We've had multiple episodes on how to ask for a raise. I'll leave a link to them in the show notes as well. The second thing to consider is if you want to achieve complete financial independence, at some point, you have to make more money than just your barista style gig, or your barista style gig has to make you just a little bit more so you can continue to invest that money over time. Otherwise, you're going to be working part-time for the rest of your life, and you don't want to do that. You got to do the math here. So the key here is that you want to increase the amount that you're making, maybe make a little bit more than you think you need to. That way, maybe you're just making $3,000 extra a year. That way you're investing that $3,000, and over the course of 10, 15, 20 years, that $3,000 invested every single year is going to make a big difference. So just think through that a little bit, because you want to make sure that you're still working to make up your part-time job income. And that's Barista Fire. And if you've never thought about this, I hope that got you thinking. I hope that got you understanding the possibilities that are out there with the FIRE movement. And if you have any questions about this episode, hit me up on Instagram at MasterMoneyCo and follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever podcast player you love listening to this podcast to. And if you want to help out the show, leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much to so many of you who are leaving 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. I can't thank you guys enough for that. It truly does help out the show. And then lastly, check out our YouTube channel. We're going to be putting out different content than this show. It's going to be new, fresh content, other ways of building wealth. We're going to talk about what happens if you invest $300 a month, how fast can you become a millionaire, all these different things. So we want you guys to check that out as well. I'm keeping the videos between 5 to 10 minutes. Reason why is I want you guys to have a bunch of takeaways to come back with on those YouTube videos so that you have the ability to process the information and take action. I want you to take action in as many ways as possible. That's why this podcast exists. That's why the YouTube channel exists, because I feel like I'm not being responsible if I'm keeping this information from you. So I want you guys to have as much of it as possible so that you can build wealth for your family. That is my goal, is so you can build generational wealth for you and your family. That's all I want for you guys. And stay tuned for the Master Money release. That'll be coming up in the next couple of months as well. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. And if this is your first time listening, consider subscribing so you never miss an episode. And share this episode with a friend. And don't forget to leave a rating and review on iTunes as well, because our goal is to bring as much value to you as possible. And we're trying to spread this message that money can buy freedom. That's what money is there to do, is to buy more freedom. So thank you again so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day. Everyone's heard the saying, you have to spend money to make money. But everything in life, from travel to starting a business, is expensive. Which is why I want to tell you about a new podcast I love that will teach you all the tactics, tricks, and tips you need to upgrade your life, money, and even travel, all while spending less and saving more. It's called All the Hacks, and it's a top-ranked show hosted by my good friend Chris Hutchins, a financial optimizer, an entrepreneur who's racked up millions of points, and he sold two companies. And if you want to rethink the way you're spending money, you have to check out the episode 91 with Bill Perkins and why you should be optimizing for net fulfillment and not net worth and striving to die with zero. All the Hacks has something for everyone, and I'm sure you'll find a new tactic that you can apply to your own life, whether it's a money hack that increases your net worth or a routine change that boosts your productivity. So check out All the Hacks. That's All the Hacks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your wallet will thank you later.